Are you a licensed ham operator? If so, the American Readout Movement needs your help. To support the mission of keeping the American Readout connected in a Teotihuacan situation, Radio Free Readout is working on a project to build a network of patriotic, amateur radio operators who consider themselves readouters. Your skills will be critical in rebuilding and advancing the American Readout Movement after Teotihuacan. Please email us at radiofreereadout@gmail.com to find out how you can partner with Radio Free Readout in this critical and time-sensitive project. Your input and ideas are greatly appreciated. Thank you, ham operators, for what you do.
Initiating startup sequence.
Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
I'm John Jacob Schmidt, shouting from the rooftops within the American Redoubt, the mountain states of Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. One of the most politically and socially conservative, liberty-loving, God-fearing regions in the United States and the world, where traditional values are cherished, the American ideals envisioned by this country's founders are embraced, and where growing numbers of families and individuals are congregating to increase the chances of survivability for the coming economic and societal collapse. Welcome to the Week 12 broadcast of Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. Tonight's broadcast is titled Commo Check, and that's pretty much what it is. I've mentioned before that when my schedule requires me to be out of town, or when my access to the internet and research material is limited, or when there are some other circumstances that preclude me from researching and developing a specific show topic, then I may have to make other arrangements. So this last week, as well as the week coming up, we have some things going on that pretty much limit my ability to make it a full 1 hour broadcast. Not to worry. I've mentioned before that no matter what happens, we will make it our top priority to be on the air at the same time every Sunday evening. The normal format for the show may vary, but we know the importance of maintaining a consistent presence so we can continue to be a growing, trusted source for those of you living in the American Redoubt, as well as for those of you who are in various planning stages of relocating here. So this week we'll be doing the news and analysis and commentary, and then I want to just share some information with you about developments in the American Redoubt arena, as well as the preparedness and current events areas. Next week I probably won't be available to be on the air, so as a backup plan, it looks like Violette Sabo will be filling in for me. I just have to give her a crash course in a couple things related to studio operations. Either that, or we might be able to have Anya fill in. Either way, someone from Radio Free Readout will be on the air with you. My wife won't go on the air. She's more of a behind-the-scenes kind of person, but that's okay. She shines in other areas that God's gifted her in, and she'll be able to do her part in making sure Radio Free Readout gets on the air. So thank you for your loyal listenership, all of you, and thank you for your patriotism. And actually, I did have a couple of hours Friday free to work on the show, but because my time was limited, I chose to take my kids shooting. So that's what I was doing on Friday afternoon, and I am not sorry. So there. Okay, in today's news headlines... Today's news headlines take us to the safe haven and refuge for God's chosen people, the Israeli Redoubt, where this week's Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system shot down and destroyed at least two rockets fired at Israel from Gaza. And that story was brought to you by Ynet and was reposted on worthynews.com and many others. It makes me think of the prophecy in the book of Ezekiel, which claims that at some point Israel will be ferociously attacked sometime in the future and no harm will come to Israel. In fact, the prophecy claims that the people of Israel will go out and gather the weapons of the enemy and use the weapons as fuel for 7 years. Some people speculate that the Russian-designed weapons material, known as lignostone, could likely be what was described in Ezekiel. Lignostone is a wood-based material the Russians have been using in weapons designs that's harder than steel and burns hotter than coal. With the increasing volume of weapon sales to Iran and other enemy states of Israel, I can't help to wonder if the Iron Dome defense system is how the weapons fired at Israel in this prophesied future battle that caused all the weapons in the attack to fall to the ground to be used as fuel could be the makings of prophecy being fulfilled before our eyes, where all the pieces are falling into place. When people say, "Oh, I wish I could have lived in Bible times," I warn them to be careful of what they wish for, because you are living in Bible times. Keep your eyes open and pay attention to what's going on in the world, and don't be deceived. And guard your mind against the naysayers and the God scoffers on CNN and MSNBC and Hollywood, because there truly is a God, and he's very active right now. Some people say, if there really is a God, how could he just let all this evil in the world happen? Well, you just watch and see. Just watch. It's going to get real interesting. There's a reckoning coming. All those questions are going to be answered for you soon enough. This one from Worthy News, also originally put out by Bloomberg. Get this. U.S. stocks tumbled, sending the Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 400 points for the fourth time this month on concern the global economy is slowing and speculation that European banks lack enough capital. Speculation. Concern. This is what I hate about deception. They keep lulling the people back to sleep with their misleading reports. You notice that? When the stock markets drop, they say it's due to public concern of a recession or fears of a recession. As if to say there's no recession, but today some people feared there might be one, so the stock dipped. What a lie. We're in a recession. And there's no recovery taking place. We've been in steady decline since 2008. I don't mean the stock market. That goes up and down based on people's false hopes and fears. The only way that can be used as a barometer is to gauge whether or not the people are buying into the false economic reporting data. You notice that every time an increase in the economy is reported, like unemployment rates, quarterly earnings, housing, or whatever, they always give reports based on optimistic projected earnings or reporting data. And then everyone feels safe for a while. Then the real numbers are released and they're always worse than they thought or gloomier than predicted. They're lying about the true state of our economy. And it's only in order to buy themselves more time. Time to shift money and power and rob the people. They want you to keep your money in traditional investments, reassuring you that markets go up and they go down. And right now it's a little down. So it can only go up from here. So you may as well leave it in your 401k in the stock market. Meanwhile, they're robbing you, aren't they? You've been watching your life savings disappear, haven't you? Those of you who've left it there, I'm telling you the truth. You're being robbed and you won't do anything about it because they got you convinced that things are going to get better. So just leave it there. Every time they yell, "Squirrel," you look. And then when you look back at your plate, more of your cheesecake is missing. But you keep looking the other way when they tell you, "Squirrel." Caterpillar Inc. and FedEx Corp. fell at least 4.9%, pacing losses in the stocks most tied to the economy. Of course, you know, FedEx and Caterpillar are related to businesses. Businesses use those businesses, and they reflect construction and business transactions. As a Philadelphia area manufacturing index sank to the lowest since 2009, jobless claims and consumer prices rose, and existing home sales slid. What? That's not what Obama's been telling us. Bank of America Corp. and Citigroup fell more than 6%, following a plunge in European lenders. Hewlett-Packard Company sank 6% after cutting its earnings forecast. So, what's the solution for turning this economy around? We've got our best and our brightest working on that, and they're coming up with some solutions. Example, New York Mayor Bloomberg said he knows exactly what Obama should do. Open the borders. He says the single most effective way to start creating jobs is to increase immigration. That immigration is the key to bringing people into the United States who will create jobs. Yes, you heard that right, and I'm not making that up. Check it out for yourself on the highlights and resources posting. Of course, Obama concurs, apparently, having called this week for the exportation of only the hardest of illegal immigrant criminals, paving way for a backdoor amnesty program by urging ICE to give so-called temporary work permits to illegal immigrants, read criminals, most likely in a desperate grasping for Latino votes, since his support across every demographic group in the U.S., including the Latinos, is waning. That story brought to you by The Blaze and AP. And that same news source is covering the vice president's trip to China, who, with nervous laughter, is trying to reassure the Chinese communists that we will, quote, never default on our debt, and that they have nothing to worry about. Either he's outright lying to them, or he knows of some other plan that no one else knows about, which would reassure that we will never default on the debt we don't have the money to pay back. And neither of those two options would be good for America. You can count on that. While Texas has been warning citizens to prepare for rolling blackouts across the state in response to the tripping of numerous power plants due to high demand of power brought on by the extreme summer heat wave that's been hovering over the Texas redoubt for months, numerous postings on a thread devoted to the topic at Godlike Productions are reporting and giving updates as their power is shut off. The followers on those message boards are confirming power outages, many of them noting the locations so others can keep track of the scheduled blackouts. And once again, the federal government is throwing gasoline on the fire because John Giles over at the Associated Press reported this week that over the next 18 months, the Environmental Protection Agency, it's like something ripped right out of the pages of Atlas Shrugged, will finalize a flurry of new rules to curb pollution from coal-fired power plants. Mercury, smog, ozone, greenhouse gases, water intake, coal ash, it's all getting regulated. And not surprisingly, some lawmakers are grumbling. Industry groups such as the Edison Electric Institute, which represents investor-owned utilities, and the American Legislative Exchange Council have dubbed the coming rules EPA's regulatory train wreck. The regulations, they say, will cost utilities up to $129 billion with a B dollars and force them to retire one-fifth of coal capacity. Given that coal provides 45% of the country's power, that means higher electric bills, more blackouts, and fewer jobs. The doomsday scenario has alarmed Republicans in the House who have been scrambling to block the measures. Some good news, this U.S. news article is reposted on menwithfoilhats.com. U.S. Senator Johnny Isaacson, a Republican from Georgia, has joined 44 senators in expressing concern about the dangers posed to Second Amendment rights by the United Nations Arms Trade Treaty. We've covered this before in the past. Well, here it's all coming to a head. The 45 senators notified President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton of their intent to oppose ratification of an arms trade treaty that in any way restricts the rights of law-abiding American gun owners. This would be enough to block the treaty from Senate passage, as treaties submitted to the U.S. Senate requires approval of 2/3 of the senators present to be ratified. He says, I am deeply concerned that the proposed United Nations Arms Treaty could threaten the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment, which protects the sacred right of law-abiding citizens to keep and bear arms, said Isaacson. If the proposed arms trade treaty is presented to the U.S. Senate, and if it infringes on the Second Amendment, I will oppose its ratification. Thank you, Senator, and thank you to the other senators who stand with you and the American people on this. Now, for those of you who think that your vote doesn't count, remember last November when the Tea Party rallied and overtook the House of Representatives and made a huge dent in the Senate, not quite taking the majority. We put enough representatives in there because you people rose up, made your voice heard, put certain people in place. And now here we are. We're seeing the fruits of that because now the liberal left-leaning socialists in the Senate do not have enough votes to ratify the UN Arms Trade Treaty. So good job. Congratulations to you, fellow Americans, patriots, doing your duty. Another small victory. And another piece of good news. Remember last week we brought a story to you out of Arizona of a court ruling in favor of a controversial state law called the Abortion Consent Act. That was signed by Governor Jan Brewer, and it informs women of the risks associated with and alternatives to abortion. Well, we're pleased to announce that as a result, Planned Parenthood has ceased to perform abortions in 7 child dismemberment labs throughout the state of Arizona, thanks to the courts upholding the pro-life law recently, according to lifenews.com. So let's get similar legislation rammed through the redoubt states ASAP. 7 down, 3,000 to go. Got a lot of work to do. Those stories are all listed in our highlights and resources posting on the blog with hyperlinks to each of those sources added as a convenience to you so you can check them out throughout the week on your own. Okay, we're going to take a quick break since we're about halfway through today's Commo Check on the John Jacob Schmidt Show. The Commo Check is a shorter than normal broadcast with no specific show topic in mind, but it's a diligent effort to remain true to our commitment to maintain a consistent presence with our live internet-based broadcast audience, promoting the emerging safe haven and refuge for patriotic conservative Americans, what we've come to know and call the American Redoubt. So thanks for being with us, my friends. Always a pleasure and an honor. Stay right there because I want to direct you to some resources that will help you in your preparedness efforts and help promote the American Redoubt. You're listening to Radio Free Redoubt.
If you are a God-fearing patriot and love liberty and the spirit of America, you may be feeling like a foreigner in your own country. If that sounds like you, then the American Redoubt might be the right move for you. The momentum is building, and many families are taking refuge among like-minded patriots all across the inland Pacific Northwest. If you are considering joining the hundreds of families that are moving to higher ground, then check out the resources located at www.radiofreeredoubt.blogspot.com and click on the tab labeled Relocate.
Please remember to support local businesses whenever you have a choice, especially support Patriot-owned businesses. This will strengthen the American Redoubt. Look for businesses that advertise in conservative publications or in church or Christian business directories. Of course, we all need accountability, so don't neglect to check references and get competing bids when appropriate.
Don't forget to check out the videos page, found by clicking on the videos tab on the blog. You'll find useful and informative videos about our American heritage, as well as issues of today. Also, if you feel led, please financially support the organizations and ministries that produce the video so they can continue keeping us informed.
In the event of a disaster, the likelihood of communications going down, such as cell phone services, is very high. To communicate using your CB radio, MERS radio, FRS, or GMRS personal two-way radio, simply tune to Channel 3. Click on the CH3 Project button on the Radio Free Redoubt blog to learn more.
Mark Twain shared this insight. He said, "In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and scorned. When his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot." He's right, but now more than ever we cannot afford brave patriots to be a scarcity. They must be found in abundance. There may soon come a time when being a patriot without cost will be all but impossible. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Across America, the police state is growing. If you are in law enforcement or in the military and you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot who took your oath to protect and defend the Constitution seriously, and you see training and indoctrination that supports the police state, notify Radio Free Readout at once so we can inform others. You can do this confidentially. Your email and any other information will never be made public without your permission. Remember, if you see something, say something. You're listening to John Jacob Schmidt on Radio Free Readout.
And it goes a little something like this.
Okay, we're back. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and so are you. You are the American Readout. So remember, we want to keep hearing from you, the patriot, our fellow countrymen who cherish liberty. And tonight is a Commo Check. It's a show format we'll run periodically to keep in touch with you, hopefully keeping with the tradition and our goals of always bringing something useful and informative to you. One of those things that we found to be useful are tools that can help maintain your anonymity when doing your research and surfing the web. That's called Proxify.com. And what it does is keeps your IP address confidential. For example, with our demographic tracker, we can see what city and state a visitor is from. For example, it might say Stevensville, Montana, just arrived on Radio Free Readout. It doesn't say who it is or their address or anything like that, but it'll show that you're using Windows 7, that you did a search using Bing or Google, and that you found Radio Free Readout by using certain keywords such as police state or American Readout or something like that. It's kind of cool for us because it lets us know where people are listening to us from. And just this week, we've had visitors to Radio Free Readout from just about every state in the U.S., as well as Brazil, Romania, Malaysia, Canada, Germany, Mexico, United Kingdom, India, South Korea, Croatia, actually more than that, but ours just only lists the top 10 most visited from countries. And there's actually about five or six more just from the last week. We've had over 23,000 visits to our site in just the 3 months since we started broadcasting with the help of several other popular blogs. Thank you, by the way. For those of you who have stood with Radio Free Readout and recommended it to your respective following audiences, thank you to Enola Gay at Paratus Familia, the Prepared Family blog, the author of The Family Guide to Uncommon Diseases, and successful preparedness blogger, truly a patriot, and a Proverbs 31 woman with, I truly believe, godly wisdom, gifts, and talents that you've willingly used to bless others and inform and inspire. Thank you to James Rawls, the founder of the American Readout concept and the head of the growing movement. We're proud to be a part of this with you. And thank you to old Remus at the Woodpile Report, the insanely popular blog covering topics of today and truly with razor-sharp insight, have been providing situational awareness with a uniquely nostalgic flavor that I've come to love and crave since 2004. Thank you to Tess over at Ready Nutrition. For those of you who haven't done so already, sign up for her weekly prepper newsletter. She's been working on a great 52-week prepper program that's full of practical, step-by-step guidance on how to get your family prepared and stocked up for disaster. I know some of you get overwhelmed, and so do we. My wife and I are firm believers in disaster prepping, But sometimes I feel like I'm going to go crazy and I feel overwhelmed. And I know it's even more so for those of you just starting out in prepping. That guide that program Tess is working on, it's one of the many resources out there, but hers is truly, it's really helpful in laying out a systematic approach to getting your family prepared and self-sufficient. Because what's coming in America is going to make the Great Depression seem like a walk in the park. And you can't, if you can't provide for your family, you'll have no choice but to go to a government-run relief center, a FEMA camp. And if you're not really sure what that kind of life would look like, just watch all the footage and coverage of the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina. That is a FEMA camp. Or look at the tent cities erected in Haiti after the earthquake a couple of years ago. Squalor, pure squalor, and crime and disease and hardship and despair. That's the loss of hope. Watch videos on the life of the Sudanese refugees across the border in Chad who are living in refugee camps. That's what's in your future if you're not prepared yourselves. Recently, I was with a group of people talking about the difficult times ahead. And there was one gal who recently has gotten into shooting and guns. It's kind of funny because it's caused some friction in her marriage because there's always one more gun she's gotta buy. Sound familiar? Except we're talking about a major role reversal here. It's the wife that's the gun nut. And she goes to the shooting range a lot, takes shooting courses and so on, which is great. But someone mentioned storing up food and other supplies to prepare so they could be self-sufficient. And she said she's prayed about it and didn't feel called to prepare and store up food. She felt that although she was convinced that extremely difficult times are coming, which is why she's developed an insatiable appetite for guns and taking shooting classes, she really felt that her calling was to minister to others who are struggling. That Teotihuacan would create an environment where people would hit rock bottom and be more receptive to the gospel. I said, you know, it's kind of hard to be able to minister to others and to reach out to their needs if you're in need yourself. You might want to think about storing up a little bit. She was pretty adamant. She said, you know, I've prayed about it, and I just don't feel that the Lord's put it on my heart to store up food. So you know what I said? I just nodded and said, oh, okay, and dropped it. Maybe the Lord hasn't put it on her heart to store up food, but something tells me that when she's watching her own children starve to death, the human factor is going to come to the surface. The mother bear is going to come out, and she's going to have some pretty limited options. And that's what scares me about people who are storing up lots of guns and ammunition for the end of the world, but they have no food. Or they've got 4 cases of MREs that have been sitting out on the shelf in the garage for the last 8 years in the heat and the freezing cold. And that's their food storage program. Especially when those people have children, that's a dangerous situation for the people around them, in my opinion, like their neighbors. Now, like I said, in the week 6 broadcast titled The Church, there are people who will need to go into the relief centers where they'll give you food. And the people registering themselves and their families to go into these so-called relief centers will have lots of opportunities to share the gospel. And God bless them for going into that ministry. But don't think for an instant you're going through that gate with your gun or anything that could be used as a weapon. You'll put it in an amnesty box, and that's the last you'll see of it. And you'll be at the mercy of someone else to provide security for you and your family. No, thank you. If you are so convinced that such difficult times are coming that you have to expeditiously store up on guns and ammunition, and you won't store up even 90 days worth of food for you and your family, and you know that economic collapse and societal collapse is imminent, you still refuse to adequately prepare by stocking up, then in my opinion, you are the most rude, one of the most inconsiderate kind of person I can think of. If you stepped onto the Titanic knowing what the future held and you refused to take a life jacket because someone will have one that you can borrow, that's rude. Now, in my opinion, storing up 5 years worth of food and not having a way to protect it is out of balance too. It's about balance. And for those of you just starting out, don't freak out. Start with the basics. Food, water, shelter. Store up to 30 days worth of food. Then buy a Berkey water filter and a couple 55-gallon drums and fill them with water. Learn how to treat it. Then work on your shelter, like a mobile shelter, like a camper or an RV in case you have to go mobile. And your shelter plan should include some location you can get to in short order as a retreat, like someone who's like-minded, who has some property out of the city. Then increase to 90 days worth of food. Don't forget medical supplies, the basics, and keep increasing it little by little. You can do this even on a limited budget. Store what your family already eats. Don't run out and buy 100 cases of MREs and call it good, because you need to store what you already normally eat so you can rotate it by eating what you've stored. It's pretty simple. And actually, we're going to cover that in a later show, but until then, go to those resources on the blog that we've posted for prepping, resources for prepping. There's a ton of information out there. Radio Free Readout is not a disaster preparedness site, but we have resources we want to point you to. Here's what I tell people who are just starting out and have that panic-stricken look, like my dog does when I come home after she's gotten into the garbage. First and foremost, read James Rawls's book, Patriots, a novel of the coming collapse. By the way, that sequel is coming out soon called Survivors. Don't buy it yet. There's going to be a major flood, an attack, tsunami of everybody buying it at once, so it'll shoot it up to the top of the ratings. Go to Survival Blog and read more about that. I think it's October 1 that's coming out. I'll have to check that. Anyway, then read 1 Second After by William Fortune. It's a great contrast, those two stories, in Teotihuacan situations between the one book covers a group of people who were utterly unprepared, and the other book where a group was prepared. Then come see me. And then when they come and see me, I turn them on to Tessa's newsletter and preparedness plan. I make Survival Blog mandatory reading, and also strongly recommend Enola Gay's blog, Paratus Familia, especially for the women, because she brings an element of common sense and stability and comfort to what otherwise seems to be a crazy and chaotic, unstable new world. When the realization of what's coming switch is flipped on inside of people, and start preparing. Many of my friends took the hit, dumped their 401k, put it into tangibles. Gold, silver, ammo, food, wheat, oats, canned and dehydrated food, raw land, etc. Things that'll have value regardless of whether a crash comes or not, but something they can touch and feel, which will likely be the new currency in the not too distant future. Those tangible items. The other thing I tell people is to be in the word daily. Now, I concur with James Rawls's advice to read Psalms 91 daily, but that's not the only thing you should be reading daily. I know some of you are busy like I am. I commute a lot, so if I can't read, I listen to an audio version of the Bible. I have a really cool one too, with sound effects in it and everything. It sounds, I like it. It's like I'm there. And I really enjoy it. The other thing I do is listen to Moody Radio Northwest, and I listen to a lot of talk radio too, kind of alternate between the two. I don't like hardly any of the music they play on Moody, but I love the teachings and the different personalities that come on the different shows. And that's such an appropriate American Readout radio station, because it's Christian and it covers Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Eastern Oregon, and Eastern Washington. Go figure. The readout states, I don't listen to my old rock station anymore. I filter out anything that isn't helping me grow in knowledge of current events or helping me grow in God's Word. I'd say 95%+ of the time, and it makes all the difference. Now, before I wrap up today's Commo Check, I want to bring up the CH3 project. We've got a vision for where we want to take that, but what we have on the blog right now is just a great start. There's really nothing out there really to standardize communications among preppers, and especially among what we call redoubters, those of like mind living in the American Redoubt, those on the way, and those that are redoubters at heart but live outside the American Redoubt in areas that will likely emerge as future redoubts. Now, I'm not talking ham operators here. I'm talking about the everyday Joe who has a CB or an FRS, GMRS, Motorola, talk about type radio, or a MERS radio. You'd be surprised at how many listeners are just down the road from you. I know that in the area that I live in, there are about 7 other visitors to Radio Free Redoubt, or listeners. None of them know about each other. If a major disaster or Teotihuacan event happens, the CH3 project or Channel 3 project is a way to call out to others, and it's designed to put other like-minded preppers or redoubters in touch with each other for mutual support or security reasons, or for rebuilding their communities. I have a friend who had to move to New York about 5 years ago because of family reasons, and he's trying to get moved back to the American Redoubt now. And he's getting closer in his plans, but for now he's stuck. Looking at the mapping of our New York listeners, what he didn't know was that we have regular listeners to Radio Free Redoubt in a town 10 miles away from him, and another one about 40 miles away. That's pretty cool. Now, they can't talk to each other with those radios at those distances, but if this friend of mine's working on a job site 50 miles away when some disaster strikes and there's another redoubter living in a town that's along the route my friend's taking to get home to his family, it'd be pretty cool if he could make it another 5 miles to the next town and hail someone on the radio who's like-minded. See, then the other redoubter could give him refuge for a night, even if it's a corner in the garage. Send him off in the morning with a pack of trail mix and some fresh water so he can cover the distance to make it home. And they just built a relationship, all because of a system that allowed two perfect strangers to start off knowing the other shared the same values and mindset as soon as they made contact. I'd certainly take someone in if they were in that situation. If they happened to be traveling on foot and were a few miles away and needed refuge because someone used the CH3 program to contact me, I'd already know a lot about them without having ever met them. I know there are precautions to think about, and I have, but hopefully you get the point. If you got a better idea, I'd love to hear it. Something simple and effective. If my daughter was on her way back from Seattle and some disaster struck and she was stranded, I'd want to know that there is a network of people out there along that route that she could contact using the CH3 project with her FRS radio, where she'd be safe. A network that could hand her off to another party who could make sure she was protected, escorted, provided for while she worked her way through the network to get to or into the American Redoubt and back home safely, or through the American Redoubt. Wouldn't you wish that for that kind of a system to be in place if that was your wife or daughter? Think about it. As usual, after tonight's broadcast, we'll be playing another nostalgic episode of I Was a Communist for the FBI. This week's show is titled The Red Record. And then after that, in about 30 minutes, we'll be re-airing the broadcast you just heard in case you joined us late or missed any of it. Don't forget to learn about your American heritage, to listen to Wall Builders Live. We include a different episode in all our pre-show broadcasts, but We want to encourage you to go there directly where you can listen and download all the podcast versions in their list of archived shows. Listen to them with your children. They'll learn a lot, and so will you, about the heritage that's been stolen from us that you didn't even know about. It'll make you mad, and it'll energize you at the same time. You'll also feel a lot bolder and encouraged when faced with the liars and deceivers who try to convince you and your children that we were never a Christian nation. We'll never establish the American Redoubt or restore America if you don't even know your own national heritage. Don't forget that. I want to share something with you before I let you go. The father of our country, George Washington, understood, quote, "It is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His mercy, to implore His protection and favor. That great and beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or ever shall be, that we may then unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people." He was not alone. Great words. Thank you so much for being with us tonight, and thank you for your words of encouragement throughout the week and for your support. We appreciate all of your ideas. We're working on some other stuff, some suggestions that you have written in for us related to security, and we're working on that. From all of us here at Radio Free Redoubt, have a blessed week. Violette Sabo will be sitting in for me next week when she takes on week 13, Como Check. So go easy on her. It's her first time. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and you've been listening to a Como Check on Radio Free Redoubt, the voice of the American Redoubt. Good night.